The swimmers have 30 seconds maximum to walk onto deck and hit their deck work position. If they're any longer than that, then they will get a penalty. When they're setting up their deck, all swimmers must have at least 1 foot on the floor. There was a time when lots had acrobatic lifts going on the deck. Swimmers lifted up high in the air, but it was starting to cause injuries, so they had to bring in a rule where now all swimmers must have at least 1 foot on the floor. So the theme to this is burlesque. So this team's gone slightly different with a duet starting off. The team doing some formations around the side of the duet. So you want to play to your strengths. So if you have a really strong soloist or strong duet, then you want to really show them off at the start and use them a lot. If you're really great at team and you don't have such a strong soloist, then you're going to be putting more of your team in. So it comes down to a really good choreography and playing to your strengths. So that was a difficult movement we just saw, the vertical position, but actually going off vertical and swinging it. Really hard to get in synchronization. Oh, one swimmer there left behind in the synchronization. You can hear the music underwater. There is an underwater speaker. The swimmers will all be counting. You won't see them counting. They have to present with their faces, but in their heads they're counting, or they should be. So now we're going into a solo piece. The team are close behind in formation as the chorus line. Excellent split boost there, really high and sharp. So just coming into a lift of the soloist, a back flip. The sport has got really acrobatic now, so you'll find, particularly at the top level, there are girls that can perform 2 somersaults off a lift. And performing twists that you normally see in diving. So it has got really acrobatic. Swimming close together so they can change formation easily. So judges will be taking in consideration when they're swimming at the duet, for example, now. They'll be looking at the height out of the water, their synchronization. Also the execution. It's a good high lift there on a single leg. That's really hard to balance up. You need a lot of core strength for that movement. Into a spin. Spin is one of the hardest things to achieve in synchronized swimming. Two team formations. Perhaps could be a little bit closer together. It'll make the routine a bit stronger. Also helps when you're watching. You don't have to turn your head to look at each bit. Lots of arms there. Double arms out of the water are much harder than one arm. Takes a lot of pressure on the legs. Need a very flexible back for that movement. Normally when you're doing the lifting, you'll have your lightest one on top, but as long as they can achieve the movement, if you need a flexible movement, then you need someone to be flexible as well on top. Obviously the lighter the person, the smaller they are, the easier it is to throw them up in the air or lift them high out of the air. Lots of double arms. Some good height though. They've all got their shoulders out of the water. Good fun routine there.